When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. It's your girl, TK, back at it again with another solo daddy. I am so excited to be here because this episode, we are going the fork in. If for some reason you didn't get a good look at the title, let me introduce you to today's episode. It's called Hinge. What the fuck is going on? The girlies are wanting to know. Honestly, not even just the girlies. The guys want to know too. The algorithm is fucked. And I want to talk about it. I have become quite the Hinge hater these days. And I feel like I have the right to speak on this on behalf of the girlies and the guys. Y'all are gatekeeping the good people on Hinge. And I'm sick and tired of it. And I'm out here trying to make moves in my life. And I can't make moves when you gatekeep the normal people from my algorithm and Hinge. Let me choose if someone isn't a good fit. You know what I mean? It pisses me the fork off. Also, what do we think of the new setup? Is it the prettiest thing in the world? No. But is it functional? Yeah. Kind of like me. Is it the prettiest thing in the world? No. Is it functional? Yeah. I mean, like at this point, maybe I should put that as a Hinge prompt because it is so horrible out there. Consider yourself violently lucky if you feel like you found your person, or not even that, if you just are in a solid relationship or even situationship, because these streets are scary. According to, I don't know, some publication, LA is the number one worst city to date in. No surprise there. No one was shocked when you released that article. Hinge has the opportunity to show me normal people that live in the city, yet they choose to gatekeep. And it's honestly not cool. I honestly have major beef with Hinge and I'm ready to squash it. Like I'm ready to throw in the towel, squash the beef, move forward, maybe even move forward with a paid partnership with Hinge. But like right now, honest to God, if they offered me a paid partnership, I would literally have to say no because it's that bad. And I know it can be good because there was a time where Hinge was that girl. And I, honest to God, have wanted to do this episode for so long, but I didn't want Hinge to hate me and I'm sick and tired of it. I'm putting my reputation on the line to be a Hinge hater right now because someone has to speak up for the girlies and the guys. And it's gonna be me. I'm taking on this responsibility. I'm taking the risk of maybe never getting a paid partnership by them. And like, that is a risk I'm willing to take if they stop gatekeeping the hot, normal people. I'm ready to find a man. I'm craving partnership. I'm desiring a team effort. I'm sick and tired of taking out my own trash and breaking down my own boxes, if I'm being honest. Like, I want help. I want to be wined and dined. I want to have a certified plus one that I can bring to all these football games. Like, I don't know who the fork to bring to these football games when I'm invited. And I am so grateful to be invited and I'm so excited and it's truly a dream come true. But now that my brother lives in Atlanta, I don't know who the fork to bring because it's like, yeah, I have a few girlfriends that like sports, but they're married and or are super busy. So like they don't give a shit about going to football games like I do. And then I also have friends that just like don't care. So they're just going to go and kiki, which is fine. But like, I want someone that enjoys the event. Like I'm huge on that. When I bring someone to an event, I want them to enjoy it as much as I do. I have guy friends, but then they're like cock blocking me from like potentially meeting someone at the game, you know, and or they don't even care about football. And I'm sick and tired of spiraling every time I get a cool opportunity to go to an event or a trip or something. And I don't know who the fork to bring. Like it really takes up so much space in my brain and it's about damn time Hinge releases the hot people. Okay, let's actually get into this because I wrote basically an essay on why I have beef with Hinge, and I want to get into it. I have used my fair share of dating apps, okay? We all have. And let's be honest, Hinge is supposed to be the best. Emphasis on supposed to be the best. I mean, truly, out of all the apps, there's Tinder, Bumble, Raya, Locks Club, JSwipe, Christian Mingle, Farmers Only, a Coffee Meets Bagel. I don't even know what The Fork is, like the new It Girl app right now. But what I do know is Hinge is supposed to be the It Girl app. Hinge is essentially like the LinkedIn of dating apps. It is supposed to be the most reliable resource for you to get a man or woman, whatever you're into. I don't give a shit. I have a crush on Paige Beckers. Confession hour. Anyway, you can get actual good jobs from going on LinkedIn. And like, that's supposed to be the same for Hinge. Hinge is supposed to be that app that, like, first of all, is just like a household name. Everyone has it. And on top of it, it's supposed to be that app that like has all the normal people on it. And what's insane about it is that all my friends who are normal and hot and awesome and successful and like have all the things going for them, they're all on Hinge. Yet I haven't seen any of them. Like, now that I think about it, like, I have like hot, normal, single, successful guy friends who I'm just not going to date, and they're not going to date me. We're not a good match. But like, truly, why the fuck have I not seen any of them on my algorithm? It's weird. They are in my radius and they've never seen me. We're like, why have we not seen each other? I've seen everyone else in Los Angeles. I don't understand how the algorithm could possibly be this bad. It's honestly giving Instagram when Reels first came out. Like, what the fuck was that algorithm? That's how Hinge is these days. And it's honestly debilitating. Like, it's exhausting being on this side of Hinge. Anyway, back to the caliber of what Hinge is supposed to be. It truly is supposed to be the Harvard of dating apps. I would go as far to say that Hinge is the one and only dating app that doesn't have any sort of stigma against it anymore. I feel like everyone used to like have a prompt that was like, we can lie about where we met or whatever, which is like a stupid prompt nowadays because it's like everyone and their mother has a Hinge. But like, truly, I feel like every other app, it's kind of like we met on this app. I don't think that way. I think other people do. But like, Hinge is so normalized. Like, my dad knows about Hinge. He's like, what's popping on Hinge? Like, did you meet this guy on Hinge? Like, the fact that my dad, who lives in the middle of Indiana and is 67 years old, knows what the fuck Hinge is, means that everyone should know what Hinge is. And in my opinion, if it's that known, it better be good. But newsflash, it's not. It's a flop right now. At least my algorithm is. Honestly, it's not even my algorithm. I've done research. All my friends, my brother, everyone's shown me their algorithm. They're like, who the fork is this? The math just isn't mathing when it's like once in a blue moon, a normal guy comes across my desk. Like, the odds of us actually going on a date and like hitting it off are so slim. Like, I need normal guys coming across my desk regularly, because to get from point A to point Z, which is like going on the date, it's just a whole ordeal. Not only do you need to match, then you need to kiki on the app for a little and like see if the banter hits there. Then you move to the phone number situation, which is a whole ordeal within itself. And then it's like, oh, I'm going to forget to reply for a while. And then you're not going to reply for like 2 weeks. And it's like, we both want to go on this date, but we're both so busy. And then I have a wedding the next weekend. And then it's like, you have a birthday party. And then it's like, you have drinks with your coworkers. And it's like, I am interviewing Serena Williams. And I don't know, like, it's just a whole thing to even get on a date and like even schedule it. And people in LA are flakes. I will say, when it comes to being the worst dating city in the world, it's because nothing about LA is convenient. And like, for me to even see my friends, it's a whole ordeal. We be canceling on each other 24/7 because it's just like such a shit show to even get to another part of the city. And don't get me wrong, I love the shit out of LA. Like, obviously it's my favorite city. I live here for a reason. I would choose LA over New York all damn day. But when it comes to dating, it's just not practical and it's not convenient. And when you're meeting someone for the first time in real life, that's already such a big deal and such a huge ask that, like, on top of that, it being inconvenient and you having to drive an hour and like get ready and put on your best behavior and, you know, like do the whining and dining thing, even just aligning schedules. I think if more normal people came across my desk via the Hinge app, it would be way easier to weed out who is a better fit for me on the app before we even go on the date. But because my algorithm is so sparse with normal, hot, tall, successful men, I'm playing with the cards I'm dealt, you know? And like the odds of something happening is so slim. I can't believe they gatekeep the way they do. It's insane. Anyway, aside from it not having a stigma and my father knowing what Hinge is, a lot of my friends have met through Hinge who are now dating, if not married, which is insane and so awesome. And it's crazy because they're like, yeah, we all did it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, you're in a different area. Respectfully, you're a millennial and you're older and you got the good side of Hinge. Okay. We get the shitty Gen Z side of Hinge and I'm sick and tired of it. Honestly, that's so millennial of Hinge to gatekeep. Like it really is. I feel like that's such a millennial thing to do. And like Hinge does give millennial energy. Like I feel like Bumble gives Gen Z and Hinge is just like out here giving millennial. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. I mean, Hinge is so popular. Literally the other day I was playing pickleball with some of my guy friends and we were talking about the apps and just like dating in general. And I was like, oh, let me see your profile. And like they all immediately pulled out their Hinge profile, as did I. And it's just funny that like that's the go-to. I mean, it's basically like an extension of your Instagram. Having a Hinge at this point is like having an Instagram. Like literally everyone has it. And what I want to know is how the fuck Hinge has so many people on this app using it and it becoming just like a regular scheduled programming thing in my app rotation when the app respectfully sucks. I will say compared to other dating apps, I do love the UI of Hinge and the layout of it all, but the algorithm sucks so much that I'm like, who the actual fuck is doing the marketing for Hinge? Because like, I want to have you on the podcast because you're doing such a good job at making Hinge cool and normalized, yet the algorithm is ass. And this is my invitation to the CEO and or founder of Hinge. Please come on my podcast because I need to know what the fork I'm doing wrong. I feel like I'm a normal, cute, passionate, successful young individual. Like, how am I not seeing other people that give that energy? Sorry, I needed iPad kid time. I feel like after I do something consistently for like 20 minutes, I quite literally need iPad kid time, which is like time on my phone to rejuvenate. I don't know if that's like the ADHD, ADD, whatever the fork I have. I have probably all of them in me, or like the addiction to my phone, but I need iPad kid time. Like I need to scroll. I need screen time. It like resets me. I don't know. Does anyone else get like that? Like if I'm out all day, like I need to come home and have iPad kid time and just like be horizontal and scroll and like do nothing and zone out. But like I need to be scrolling and on my phone and I'm not even necessarily looking at anything. I just feel like I need to make sure I didn't miss anything with like a side of zoning the fork out. So Hinge, if you would just do me a favor and listen to specifically this portion of the app, I think this could change the algorithm and change your reputation amongst Gen Zers using your app and really help people do what your slogan says is the app that, what the fork is it? Is like the app we want you to delete or something, the app that's going to be deleted, designed to be deleted. That's insane. Hinge's slogan is literally designed to be deleted. Okay, liar. Why the fork have I had this app on my phone for years now? It's humiliating logging onto this app and finally getting some confidence to be like, okay, I should start going on dates. Like I'm ready. I feel good about myself. Like I'm confident. I've done the self-work, yada, yada. And then Hinge is literally putting trolls in my algorithm, or that's who's like liking me on Hinge. And then it's like all of a sudden in the little star section on Hinge, AKA Rose Jail, there's normal people, not even like super hot people. It's just normal people that I want to be in my regular algorithm. I think the only people that should be in Rose Jail are truthfully men over 6 feet who are billionaires. Because like, what the fuck is the Rose star section? Truthfully, I just have to say, if you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, let me explain what Rose Jail is to you. Honestly, be lucky you don't know what this is. Hinge basically has a section in their app that's like every other dating app that you can like people in or X them out. Okay. on Tinder and Bumble, it's the version of like swiping right or swiping left. They have that normal section, which is like the only section I'm really using in Hinge. Okay. Then next to that, they added this within the last couple of years, which was the dumbest freaking idea ever. Basically, there's a tab next to the normal algorithm that has a little star. And you might be wondering, what could this possibly be? Okay. You click on the star tab and all of a sudden it's like a starting lineup of like the hot normal people in Hinge. But get this, you only have one rose. Like it's giving The Bachelor, it's giving ABC is sponsoring or acquired Hinge, and they want to associate the rose with dating and you being like the perfect one. Like it's honestly, I don't know what in the Chris Harrison is going on, but like we need to remove this feature. So what happens in Rose Jail is that there's this starting lineup of hot people. There's like, I don't know, 5 to 7 to 10. I don't even know. And it's like the only guys you'll ever see that are like over 6 feet, have a good normal job, like look like they have a normal friend group, literally just look normal. Like there's nothing even that spectacular about them, which is insane. In this star section, there's only like 5 to 7 to 10 bachelors available who I would typically want to like, okay, or like swipe right on. But the kicker is you only get one rose per week to use it on one of these guys, okay? And like, not to be dramatic, but I would literally... Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. So as we all know, I've been traveling a ton this summer and it feels like I can never get a break, which means my hormones are out of whack and my sleep is all over the place, which is why I am so obsessed with Hormone Harmony. It's amazing because it helps with cravings, bloating, feeling a little bit down or off. Maybe if you struggle to find comfort in your body or you experience bad quality sleep, Hormone Harmony is just what you need. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like the older I get, the more I tap into my womanhood of it all, the hormones of it all, the PMSing of it all. And if there is anything I can do to help those 2 weeks where I feel off, you best believe I'm gonna try it. And when I tell you, you have to try Hormone Harmony, it is quite literally made me feel like a normal human throughout those 2 weeks, which is amazing because when I am PMSing, I do not feel myself. And now it's easier to manage when I'm PMSing with Hormone Harmony. Some of my favorite things about Hormone Harmony are that it supports hormonal balance and regulation. It supports your cortisol levels. It promotes healthy weight loss and curb carb cravings, improves your sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas, relieves hot flashes, mood swings, etc. All the things that us women have to deal with 2 weeks out of the month, Hormone Harmony will help with. Happy Mammoth is the company that created Hormone Harmony, and it is dedicated to making women's lives easier. Like, I love to hear that. Hormone Harmony has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code MOVES, that's MOVES, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MOVES for 15% off today. Thanks again to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring, and let's get into the rest of the episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
You'd rather than send a rose. Hello, it's giving desperate, it's giving weirdo, it's giving literally what the fuck, you're using your one rose on me. Like, that's how I feel when like a guy sends me a rose. By the way, if you see me in the rose section and you're hot, send me a forking rose. But like, please, like, I'm not gonna judge, whatever. But like, I used to be like, if someone would use their one and only rose on me, I'd be like, ew, like, it's giving, you're obsessed. I don't know. It just like feels icky. Like you only get to use one a week. And then the other kicker is if you want to send another rose, you have to pay for it. So it's like, not only are you using your one and only rose on this person, but like they might also be just like paying for hella roses, which is also giving desperate. And it's like gross and weird. That's basically what rose jail is. And I know for a fact that I'm in rose jail because I've had guy friends of mine either screenshot showing me that I'm in rose jail, which I don't want to be in forking rose jail. Okay. Why the hell am I in rose jail? I want to be in the regular algorithm so that it's not embarrassing and giving desperate when a man sends me a like and or a rose. Get me the fork out of rose jail. Like, how do I get out of there? I'm sick and tired of it. Like, I'm literally calling out the CEO. I'm looking it up. Who's the CEO of Hinge? Justin McLeod. Get me the fork out of rose jail. That's the CEO of Hinge. Justin, get me the fork out of it. I'm sick and tired of it. I want to be banned from the rose jail. Like, literally, because it's mortifying. It's mortifying sending a rose. I don't know who came up with that idea. Horrible idea. I know it probably makes you more money, but like, have a moral compass and remove that feature. You're making people my age go insane and be single. Like, you're the reason, Justin. Oh, and the other reason I know that I personally am in rose jail sometimes is because men be tossing me roses and like, I don't like it. I'm like not really, I guess I'm flattered, but I'm more so like embarrassed. Like I get secondhand embarrassment and I'm just like, all right, great. Like I can't even imagine the amount of likes I would probably get from normal people if I wasn't in rose jail because sending a rose is mortifying. And like the fact that someone gets one a week is insane. And like, I'm not going to buy a rose. Like that's ridiculous. And on top of that, you will never catch me sending a rose to literally anyone. Like I said, I would rather, because it's humiliating and it already is humiliating being on this app. It's already humiliating being single and putting yourself out there. Like, can you please make this experience a little less cringy? Please do us all a favor, Justin, CEO of Hinge, and remove the forking rose section. I don't understand how this could do any good other than make you money. And it's honestly fucked up. And honestly, if you're going to keep this section, then I think you should donate all the money that people are spending on roses to charity. Yeah, do it with your chest. So yeah, that's honestly my main critique with Hinge. Other than the rose jail section, which sucks ass, it actually is probably my favorite dating app because I do like the layout of it. I do think it is the most warm and fuzzy layout for people to want to send likes to each other. In a way, it also feels the safest, even though like I know it's not necessarily the safest, but the verification situation, the fact that you can attach your Instagram as a choice, like, I don't know. I think all of that I really do think it has a lot of great features, minus the rose jail. And rose jail is honestly sending me into a spiral and making me mentally ill. Like, I don't know what else to blame in my life for my mental illness other than rose jail. Like, literally, it's ridiculous. Get it the fork off the app. It's insane. I would like to speak to who came up with that idea. Did a former Bachelor contestant come up with that idea? Because it's literally mortifying. Like, in what world did they think that was a good idea? Like, oh my God, people are going to love using their like one golden star on one person. Like, ew, ew, I'm embarrassed, ew. And honestly, I'm embarrassed that you came up with that idea. That's such a bad idea. You need someone on your team that understands the actual dating world, because someone that is in the dating world would never think that's a good idea. Now, life hack for my girlies that I have found out from using the app, if they for some reason keep rose jail, which I don't think they should. If you see hot guys in your rose jail, X them the fork out, and you don't want to send them a rose. It's giving desperado. You're scared and you just don't want to send a rose. Like I don't want to send a rose. X them out, because they might eventually come back in your normal algorithm. And that has happened to me before. And it is way less mortifying sending a like versus a rose. So definitely X them all out. Also, hinge hack of the day. I got this from TikTok, by the way, and it literally worked. It's insane. This is how fucked the algorithm is, because the fact that this works is insane. You have to listen up. If you change your age preferences from 70 years old to like 85 years old and uncheck the little section where it says, is this a deal breaker? Uncheck that, because obviously I don't want between 70 and 80 year old men. Okay, that's just not my type of vibe. I know that's some girlies' vibes. That's personally not mine. I'm looking from the like 27 to like 37 age range, okay? But if you put your age preference between 70-year-olds and 80-year-olds and uncheck the deal breaker box. Tell me why Hinge, the most normal, hot, tall men my age were popping up in my algorithm when I said my preference was between 70 and 80 years old. What the, if that alone doesn't tell you how fucked your algorithm is, I don't know what will. I just know my manager is going to get so mad at me for roasting Hinge this much, but like I said, I'm taking a risk. Y'all should be thanking me for my service right now. Like, I'm putting my life out on the line of not getting a brand deal. Like, I'm not going to get a brand deal after this. Hinge, if you want me to come and consult and tell you what the people want, I will happily do so. Like, I literally will. And I would love like a redemption arc era with me and Hinge. Like, I really would. I just think you need to tweak a few things with your algorithm so that people don't go insane using your app. Those are the main Hinge related things I'm frustrated with when it comes to the actual app and algorithm. What I want to move forward with talking about is my issues now with online dating. And I want to give a little gift guide, if you will, to the men out there that are on these apps. Like, these are the do's, these are the don'ts. Listen the fork up, because some of y'all are flopping hard. And I feel like if you listen to these rules, you could very much find a hot, successful, passionate bombshell of a girl to bring home to your parents this holiday season if you just tweak a few things with your profile. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you have a voice memo on your profile, get it the fork off. I'm cringing before I even press play. Get it the fuck off. The only voice memo situation you should be having on your Hinge profile is if a friend is saying something funny about you on your behalf. Those are the only ones I've sorta not cringed at, if not laughed at. But that in itself is such a risk. Like, unless you have done market research and several of your friends in inner orbit and outer orbits, like, get other people's opinion outside of your normal circle, because they'll tell you how it actually is. Unless you've gotten their opinion, like, that's a funny voice memo, get it the fuck off your profile. Please, for a second, if you have a voice memo on your Hinge, like, please, for a second, picture some hot girl listening to you and, like, trying not to get the ick. Like, put yourself in my shoes for a second. Yeah, it's cringy. Get it the fuck off. Like, you're not funny. Your voice isn't hot. I can tell that you're trying to sound hot. I don't want to think about the amount of times you took to record that. Like, that itself gives me the ick. And I am not like an ickaholic. I really am not. I feel like I let guys get away with a lot more than they probably should. Voice memo is setting yourself up for failure. Truly. Once we have gone on several dates, like, shoot me a voice memo. I love a voice memo. I love when my friends send me a podcast, like, unpopular opinion. Voice memo girl till the day I die, not on your Hinge profile. Why the fuck are you recording a voice memo? It's weird. It's just weird. And it's too much of a risk versus a reward, if that makes sense. The next thing is, when it comes to your profile, it needs to be funny, okay? Or at least showcase your personality. Like, don't just do a basic prompt that everyone has, like, we can lie about how we met each other, or like something about your Uber rating. Like, seriously, get a personality. That's insane that, like, you damn well know that everyone and their mother has that as a prompt, and like, you're willing to be normal and the same as everyone else. Put in some effort, okay? The other thing is, I can't even believe I have to say this. I'm gonna hold your hand when I say this. No mirror pics. No selfies, okay? If it's a solo shot, which your first photo should be a solo shot if you have a good one, that is under these requirements, okay? My ideal solo shot in a guy is someone who is on the dance floor at their friend's wedding, and the professional photographer somehow happened to get a photo of him vibing on the dance floor, and the couple that was getting married, you know, text the photo to this person once they get their wedding photos back, okay? That's my ideal photo. Or like, you at a football game, with teeth, without a hat on, and without sunglasses on, with a shirt on, okay? Why is it so hard for y'all to do that, okay? Then I also would love a photo with friends, just to show that you're like not a serial killer, okay? Secondly, please put your job on your profile. Like, I am not going to match with you if you don't have a job on your profile. Like, it just, sorry. I'm just gonna assume you don't have a job it's weird when you gatekeep your job. I don't care what your job is, but like, why are you gatekeeping it? You know what I mean? Don't even think about putting a selfie or a mirror pic. I'm being serious. I'm being for real. Don't even think about it. By the way, why do you even have a selfie or a mirror pic? Just saying. That's just not my type. That's not my thing. I know the artsy LA man is into that. That is just so not me and not my vibe. It's weird, especially at the gym. Ew. In what world did you think it was okay to stop your workout and take a selfie at the gym? That's literally for the girls. That's for the girls. I'm sorry. It's for the girls and the gays. Another, don't do this on Hinge if you're a man, is make your Hinge prompts like way too serious and a paragraph. Like, first of all, I'm not signing up to read a book, okay? I just want to swipe and like get through your profile quickly. Why the hell are you writing a novel? Okay, it's weird. I don't want to think about you writing it. It's just, it's too much the beginning. If you want something serious, that's fine. You can put looking for a long-term relationship, okay? You can use that feature. Don't tell me about the long walks you want to go on the beach with me, holding my hand in a pile of rose petals, drinking wine, and doing the Dougie. Like, I don't want to hear about your whole game plan and fantasy, okay? Tell me that in real life. Don't text me that. It's weird. Why are you making a novel, okay? If you want to write a romance novel, talk to Colleen Hoover, okay? Don't talk to me. Oh, another thing, you would think this would be obvious. Again, make sure every photo isn't a group photo because, like, respectfully, I don't know who the fork you are. Like, I don't want to have to do a puzzle to figure out whose profile I'm like swiping right potentially on. Like, I don't want that at all. There needs to be one solo photo without sunglasses on so I can see your face. Also, again, you would think this would be obvious. On your prompts and or once we've matched and in this message section, don't even think about saying anything overly sexual, okay? First of all, that's insane to like sext a stranger or to say something super vulgar and sexual on an app. You're a freak if you're doing that, okay? Be chill and be normal and like show your personality. Like, it's not rocket science. It really is not. Think of it as your LinkedIn for your personality and what you are like as a partner. Leave some things up to the imagination, as I'm sure you want some girls to do the same. I have seen on profiles and in messages, like I'll be yapping with someone on the message section of Hinge and it'll be so normal. And then all of a sudden out of literal left field, they'll say the most repulsive, vulgar, stupid shit. I'm like, ew, in what world did you think that was like a good thing to say in the midst of our normal conversation? Like, hi, how are you? How was your weekend? And then all of a sudden you're talking about like sexual stuff you're going to do with me. Like, ew, in what world do you think that's going to turn me on? Like, you freak. What the heck is wrong with men? Like, actually, y'all are weird. Be normal. Would you just like randomly go up to a girl in the middle of your conversation and say something insanely sexual? Like, get a grip, grow up, be an adult, and like hold it in for 5 seconds. Literally, if you need to get it out so bad, tell your friend, tell your group chat, or more importantly, tell your journal. Oh, another thing I can't stand is, why are you calling me pet names? Sugar plum, honey bun, sweet pea, my lady, stunning, hot, beautiful, whatever the fork. Why are you saying that to me? You literally don't even know me. If you think I'm hot, keep it to yourself or your journal. Why is it so hard to be normal? You wouldn't in real life call me honey bunny, sweet pea. Like, I would look at you like you have 5 heads if you said that. Like, be normal. You can address me by my name and that's it. Or you can say something joking, but like, I don't even want to give you that because you're going to take that and run with it. Just be normal, okay? And more importantly, focus on making a plan for a good date. I don't want to yap with you on the app for way too long. I want to go on a date. If I'm interested, I'll say yes. If I'm not interested, I'll say no. Those are my main do's and don'ts on Hinge. That's it for now. I need to go to my friend's live stream. I love you and I'll be back soon. I hope this is helpful so far.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.